Blog Talk Radio.
March Madness at its finest. Oh, it's the streets. Let's go.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on the Raymond. My nigga is a plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who we got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
Yeah, yo.
My first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad. Holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took tricks with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me, nigga, the real me, nigga. Minus the rumors, holla if you feel me, nigga. The streets is not only watching, but they talking now. They got me circling.
They talking now. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, it's March Madness, and we're gonna take you on a little ride. Man, you know I'm your host, L Boogie, right along with my cellmate, my engineer, producer of the show, T-Ro. And before we get started, I just want to say what's up. What the deal, T-Ro, before we get going, man? I'm hyped tonight. And you know it's Friday, and they're brackets. Oh, man. I don't know who's next on the billion dollars with your boy, but I didn't lost. It's over with for me, man. How you doing this evening, man, before we get started, before we get into this March Madness?
I mean, do we have to start off like this, man? Why is it that on day one, first game, I lose out on my bracket, man? I just don't understand. Not on the second day, not in the second week. The very first day, very first game, man, look at here. Ohio State, you owe me some money. You can't beat Dayton. Oklahoma, you. Oh. Oh, my God. Not Dakota State. But let me, I'm going to tell you, L Boogie, I'm mad, but I should have known. It's a 12 against a 5 matchup. Oh, my. What was I thinking? But, you know, other than that, I'm cool. There's a lot of other stuff going on. You wouldn't know how much sports was going on in this world if you had been paying attention to the March Madness. I tell you, I didn't even know they had NBA games on last night until I saw SportsCenter. I thought it was that March Madness all the way around with never college games. You know what I'm saying? And I want to give a shout-out. Yeah, poor old Grand Canyon. Oh, Grand Canyon. They couldn't go to the big day. They couldn't go to the big dance because they on a little probation serving their little Division One entrance, little probation period, L Boogie. But they just go to the CIT and lose the Pacific. Ah, what a! I should have known then my bracket wasn't going to be about that. But they lost the Pacific 69-67 in the CIT. It's so many tournaments out now. Look, I don't know what's going on. Everybody making money around here. But, you know, man, this tournament is tough. Got baseball, football news. Woo! Free agency, boy. You talking about friends. I just thought it was hot last week. Boy, it's hot all the way around. Even this week. I got some news for you. How you bracket looking there, boogie? How you bracket looking? Before I ask you that, listen to this stat. This morning when I woke up, because, you know, we look at First Take when we wake up. You know what I mean? First Take is first thing you listen to, all right? Man, first bit of information out here when I roll over, I had 11 million brackets. 11 million. There were only 18,826 still perfect brackets. But you know what? On the first game of day two, guess what? Yeah, I just know everybody else bracket went just down the toilet bowl because Mercer did it to do. Oh, my. I don't like March Madness. I love it, but I don't like it. It's so unfair. You can't have teams like Mercer beat Duke. Well, yeah, you can because Duke, you know, whew, I thought Duke and Cavs were going to lose the same day. Thank God for Cavs. But El Boogie, I'm set. I can't win my $250 million. I'm behind on my rent because I thought I was going to win my $250 million. Ow. What's up with it, El Boogie?
Well, yesterday, you know, I 12 out of 16 wasn't bad. I had, you know, Ohio State beating Dayton, but they blew my joy. Why should I have believed in the Buckeyes anyway? I knew it in St. Joe's. Oh, the priest didn't say enough prayer for him. The priest didn't say enough prayer for those guys. But I had North Dakota State beating Oklahoma. I had Harvard beating Cincinnati. And I had that fifth seed losing, which was North Carolina State. But St. Louis pulled it out. I have to give St. Louis a lot of credit. They did the hacker pack, which we know North Carolina State is called the wolf pack. So they used a method. And, man, coaching is becoming the forefront of the tournament. I'm watching these games, and I'm seeing some of the coaching and some of the different defenses that are being thrown out and things like that. And I'm looking at also the stars, the freshman stars, so to speak. Jabari Parker, did not hear his name so much in the last 5 minutes of the game. He's supposed to be your guy. You know he's probably most likely going to go to the NBA. So why not go down with a blaze of glory, Coach K? Oh, I feel mercy on you. Mercer, put mercy on you. I don't understand what happened. Big ups to Baylor, did their thing. But let's break this down real quick, T-Row. As I look at the first day, and I'm going to say this, the big conferences, Big Ten had 6 teams. The Big 12 had 7. The Pac-12 had 6. The ACC had 6. The SEC had 3. The Big East had 4. The AAC with Cincinnati, UConn, Louisville, Memphis, they had 4. The Atlantic 10. The Atlantic 10, you wouldn't have thought they had 6. And the Mountain West rounds it out with 2 when we talk about conferences and whatnot. And I'm just looking at some of these conferences, and a lot of those guys got beat yesterday. Ohio State got beat. Nebraska got beat. Iowa was sent home. So it's looking very scarce. And the team with only 3, the SEC, 2 out of the 3 after their first game, they survived. So I ask you this question, T-Row, and to the world. Does the name across the jersey matters anymore in this NCAA tournament? Does it matter that you go to a powerhouse school right now? I just want your take on that before we continue.
Obviously, it doesn't, because Wichita State is not a household name that players would just, you know, go to that school over North Carolina, Syracuse, or, you know, Georgetown or something like that. You know, nowadays, it really doesn't matter, man. It's all about getting that education. But as far as playing sports, you see teams like Harvard. Those guys are super smart, even though they did something super stupid last year. Those guys are super smart, and they know that basketball it's all about what you're doing between the lines. And I think Cincinnati I'm not going to say that they overlooked them, but I think Harvard just had it coming for them. They had
the booty all got tight. Just say it. The MVG, the booty hole got tight, and that's what happened to Jabari Parker and Duke. These guys are young, they saw the lights, and they saw the money on the line, and it did not happen. I'm looking at the guys' eyes, and they look like there are tears in front of some headlights. MVG, nothing but garbage. Look at these guys, bro. They're messing up my
bacon.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no $250 million for you, bro. They done took all the funds. And I don't know who had mercy beating Duke, but I can tell you this. I didn't.
My blood pressure was high yesterday. How you feel about all the OT games, man? We were sitting here, my nails are gone. I was biting my nails. It got ugly. A lot of OT games, man. What happened to Arizona State? You got to box out, man. The fundamentals. What's going on, bro? The fundamentals of the game. What happened? The streets, baby.
Yeah, man. We didn't have a total of 5 overtime games this week alone. Just this week. Last year, in the last 2 years, we only had 2 overtime games. The 4 overtime games yesterday, of course, set a record in this NCAA tournament. And big ups to Payne, the big guy in the middle from Michigan State, put up 41. Ugh. So I told you, see, I ain't got Michigan State going for it. Something wrong with you. This time is on time. 4 games going in overtime yesterday. We had, of course, the number 7 seed UConn Huskies going up against number 10 St. Joe's. St. Joe's, man, you let me down. But then again, Shabazz Napier coming up big in overtime. UConn gets the win 89-81. And then the second game in overtime, of course, number 12, North Dakota State, put it on number 5, Oklahoma, after losing their top score, even though OU only held them to 16 points. OU, man, just couldn't get it done. North Dakota State wins in overtime 80-75. And then the one that just shocked me the most, number 12, NC State versus number 5, St. Louis. NC State, you had the game won. If anybody had ever told you, I know you learned this in the 3rd grade, you got to make your free throws, man. You missed 17 free throws in the second half alone. You missed 17 free throws in the second half alone, and you were up 16? And you let a guy by the name of Jordan Ayer, not Jordan, Jordan Ayer.
Jordan Ayer! They let Mop Top mop them up last night. I was perturbed by what happened with NC State. They let me down. That was another 5-12, man. That's what I was looking for.
Man, let me tell you. The one that I love the most that almost put the Western Athletic Conference on the map, New Mexico State took San Diego State, which was the number – what is San Diego? San Diego State was the number 4 seed. New Mexico State was the number 13 seed. And New Mexico State is out of the whack. We went to go see him play Grand Canyon. You know, Grand Canyon is in the whack for those that don't know. We'll see y'all in the tournament in about 2-3 more years. But New Mexico State took San Diego State to the wire. Took them to overtime just to lose. But they put the whack on the map. That's what I'm talking about, New Mexico State. We coming. You're going to see El Boogie and T-Row and all that purple and gray with the big lumps hanging up on the T-shirt. Give us 2 years. Now,
and we're
going to
get knocked out the first round. And we're going to get knocked out the first round. Just like they did.
We need to get this money. We need to get this money settled in right now because, you know, 2 years going to come up quick. We got the Super Bowls, and then we got to go to the Grand Canyon, to the tournament when Grand Canyon makes it to the first round. You know what I mean?
And, you know, this is what I'm noticing about this tournament. This is why I say Wichita State should not be worried. There's abundance of talent. But because there is, a lot of these guys, they want to play right away. So they say, well, I'm not going to go to Syracuse like you mentioned. I'm not going to go to Kentucky. I'm going to go to Mercer, or I'm going to go to Lehigh, or one of these small schools, and we're just going to build and keep winning our conference tournament and keep getting to that NCAA tournament and maybe in our senior year make some noise. See, because they're gaining experience quicker than the guys who are coming straight in from high school. So because of that, that's why your Wichita States are doing some things. A lot of these teams that are senior late in schools, but the key thing with those guys, you got to be able to play basketball too. Because a lot of these teams are running out of talent to the rim, and they run out of talent when they go up for a shot. I say it every time. Oh, everybody, oh, good move. Then when he get to the rim, he ran out of talent. Ask Ohio State. Ask the Buckeyes. They ran out of talent. You know Eric Kraft is not an NBA-type basketball player. All he can do is set you up. Yeah, he's crafty. Yeah, Eric Kraft, he's crafty. But he just couldn't get it done. Stop it, you Ohio State fans talking about Aaron Kraft can go to the NBA. What, as an executive manager of a team? Because he sure won't be in a basketball uniform, I tell you that. I tell you that much. And poor old Duke, Jabari Parker, I think he needs to go. Get out of there. Coach K is messing up your game.
No.
Go pro. Go pro. There's no way. I saw Andrew Wiggins today, Ro. Oh, my goodness. These guys are not looking like they're NBA ready.
No, they're not. And they're not.
Oh, and this is for all the NCAA tournament teams who've lost.
So far.
One minute you're in the game, baby. The next minute you're gone. Oh, UGK, it's just the streets with your boy L Boogie and T-Roll. Give us a call. Throw us a kite, 347-855-8896. We also on Ustream, Global Network One. Big shout out to AJ, the promo. Let's go. Cocaine and codeine, time to stack some paper. I got to do it quick, thinking I'm a juvenile, but they don't know who they messing with. Yeah. My mama's only son, but I live every day like it's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga in they mama asking why, but I'm in the game, live by the game, and in the game I'ma die.
And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in Horn Clark next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on as a trip you're here today. But the next day you're gone.
One day you're
living in, man, it ain't nothing but drama. Everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with those are hydroponic marijuana. Gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Pac died on the corner behind a funky ass type game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end. And I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in the pen for damn near 10. But now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone. Cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
I'm up early cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoking sweet and so these chickens fold the clock like 9. Big nut holder, my boulder smolder on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get swallowed under city lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga Donnie 40, don't say 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy's son away? Man, if you got kids, show me you love them, cause God just might call them home. Cause one day they here, and baby, the next day they gone.
We back in the asylum. It's frenzy. Providence giving North Carolina everything they can handle right now. Man, it's March Madness. Ask Arizona State. Last night, 1 minute, they was winning. And at the buzzer, it was gone. They went on spring break. Oh! It hurt so bad. We're going to continue to talk about this NCAA tournament, give us your take on it. Also, a little bit of this NFL free agency, NBA, and Freestyle Friday, as usual. And at the top of the hour, at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, we will have the entertainment part of the show. Ro, so far, any team or player has impressed you as we go forward?
Yeah, there are a few players. I mean, for instance, Jordaire Jett. I thought St. Louis was out of there. T.J. Warren had NC State doing that thing. But I just – it's just free throws, man. That's killing the game, man. I'm looking at all these games. The guys are missing the most important thing of the game, free throws, man. That's what helps you win. Yeah, three-point shots and three-pointers made make a difference. But, man, you got to make free throws when it becomes crucial. And when St. Louis figured out the game plan, a hack-a-pack was going to work. They went to it early with about 4 or 5 minutes left on the clock, and it proved to work. And it gave Jordaire Jett time to do what he did. Mr. Payne from the University of Michigan State. Man, if you're going to average 40 during this tournament, yeah, It ain't no way anybody gonna beat Tom Izzo at Michigan State. Because that boy Adrian Payne is a man amongst boys in this here tournament. You can see it. They need to check his birth certificate because I think he's about 32. How can you be 24 look like a 32-year-old man? But he's doing business. Jabari Parker, so sorry for your luck, player. I'm like your boogie. Where were you? They didn't call your name out like I thought they were. I couldn't hear your name, man. Well, big ups to all the teams that won, man. I mean, it's just a combination of a team sport going on. But you know who's really been on point, who I thought wasn't going to really do much, I must say? Doug McBucket. That boy had 30. Dang! Oh, Dougie. TGI to Dougie. TGI to Dougie at 16. I need that. But, yeah, Doug McBuckets, man, surprised me by what he did today by scoring 30.
30 and 12. Oh, yeah, he dug in all right. You know who's impressed me as well has been the Tennessee Volunteers, how they've come together. They kind of hot right now. We're going to see what they do in the next game. But, hey, it's going to be real interesting. Tennessee has shown me something in this tournament so far, pulling out their first victory. You know, so big ups to Konzo Martin over there in his third season in Tennessee doing his thing. And teams that really looking kind of, you know, shaky as we go, I'm really looking at Florida. I don't know if they hit their peak as far as winning so many games in a row. And that law of average of them losing. But I tell you what, Wichita State, if you didn't see them, they're playing now, and they look very good. Very, very good. Wichita State, once again, like I keep telling everybody, forget who's in the bracket, because Duke is gone. Louisville might be next. Kentucky, Kansas State, you better come with your hard hat on and be ready to play. Because like my man Swiss and Drake would say, you know, oh, he fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy now. Oh, you fancy now. Yeah. Don't come with that fancy. You better be ready to play against Wichita State because it's man amongst boys when you play against them. And like I told the guys on the sports officials, T-Row, Mr. Payne, he should be the number one player picked in the draft. They thought I was crazy. Watch what he continues to do in this tournament. He's healthy now, and they're ready to roll. Watch out for Sparty. You know, Matthew.
Hold up. Let's go back to the first part where you're talking about what Wichita State doing. They only played a team who was 14 and 18. It ain't like Cal Poly had anything to show. They barely made it into the tournament. Yeah, they won. They conference to get in. But they weren't supposed to be there. Wait till Wichita State makes it to the Sweet 16. We'll see what's going to happen then. But don't get excited about what they got. I mean, yes, get excited about it. They blowing the team out by 40. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, they had to make a statement because they're the only undefeated team. But when you're playing Cal Poly, who's 14 and 19, don't get too excited.
But they did what they were supposed to do as the number one seed. See, a lot of people are just looking at their name and thinking, oh, man, you know, everybody thought that the game would be close, let's be honest. But they're playing like they are 33 or 34-0 and playing like a number one seed. That's how they're playing so far. Let's not get it twisted. They still have some work to do like everybody else. But I tell you, they came to show you something. And this is what I want to tell the world. Yeah, they're 34-0, but it's not a sloppy 34-0. It's also how you play, how you got to 34 and 35-0. That's key, and that's what Wichita State is doing. Just like when you're meticulous in the street, you know, when you're sending your, when you're getting your packages together and you're sending them off and everything, you got to be meticulous. You want to be 35-0. It's how you do it. It's how you do it, bro.
Yeah, I understand that, but Cal Poly, give me a break. We all knew they was going to smash Cal Poly just because they 34-0 and was coming in as a number one seed, thinking that everybody thinking they were some booty guys. But we already know what's happening. We're going to see what they do in the Sweet 16, Elite 8. They better not lose. We already had Duke to go down. We can't have another top four seed to go down within this, with what my bracket looking like. At least I can still win $100 on a championship game or something. I mean, come on now. I can't be all the way out on my bracket. This just ain't fair. This ain't cool.
And guess what? Pittsburgh, the Pittsburgh Panthers, they don't look like Panthers. Pitt, they look like pit bulls. They took it to Colorado right out
do
the dressing room.
Come on. And those are CBG. We going to see it, and they get that too. Yeah, they beat up on Colorado. Colorado, you know where Colorado at. They got that good stuff jumping out for the recreational. So, you know, them boys probably done packed up a whole bunch of stuff to get down to the game. And, yeah, they wasn't ready, man. I give it to Pitt. Pitt smashing like they supposed to, but I don't see that happening the next go-round.
Man, I tell you what, it's money being made. They're going crazy up in Macon, Georgia with Mercer at, I'm telling you. They tearing the club up. When we come back, we're going to get into the asylum. Man, fly us a kite, 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, we on Ustream. Get with us, Global Network One. Check us out. Man, we everywhere because we in the streets. T-Row, L Boogie, let's go.
Private is crime. You can't hold up.
In the A's, who the nigga think he is? Slick Rick or Dana Dane? Think he rock him or something? Look at his chain. Why I step from head to toe, I'm Dougie Fresh. Looking like I came to play Mr. Lynette. Any nigga with a watch like that, he need attention. Your man don't ball out like that, you need to bench him. What? R.I.P. Jamaican, whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm dropped in a motherfucker, here's the situation. 1:45 a.m. to 9 broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high-ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him Miss Barry, she think she holly. R.I.P.
Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch lane, get brain, hand down a G string. I'm that type of nigga that's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in stash. I say my money so tall that you might need a giraffe when you was counting this cash, nigga.
R.I.P.
We just killed the club. Man, we hot. The streets is talking. 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Mondays and Fridays. What a game we just witnessed between Providence and North Carolina. 77-79. Woo, these games are going down to the nitty-gritty. That's the parity of college basketball where it's going right now. It's frenzy. Another 5-12 battle, the last one of the second round with VCU and Stephen F. Austin. Man, VCU is only losing by 1 point with about 12:30 to go in the second half. A lot of parity.
That's why you don't need to go to a big-name school anymore, man. You just go fit in where you fit in. What I've been noticing and hearing lately by watching the NCAA tournament, man, is that there were guys on some big-name teams, but then they go to somewhere else, like your boy from Dayton who hit the game-winning shot. He went to Ohio State, roomed with your boy Aaron Kraft, and then hit the game-winning shot on him after he transferred to the University of Dayton. Boy, I tell you. But that's all right, Aaron Kraft. If I ever sprain my ankle outside Ohio to see you, I'd give you $20 on it. I hope you can see me for the cheap. You need to work for the city because you own the city. That's 2 years in a row you lost the game in your hands with the ball in your hands. Boy, I tell you. Appreciate it, Dave.
You know what happened. His booty all got tight. He wasn't crafty. But before we continue, man, let's get in the asylum because I know it's shaking and it's hot. Man, coming to you live from Huff Heights Avenue via Cleveland, Ohio. Man, it's the chef. And he always cooking up some and cooking up some controversy. So, chef, first question I want to ask you, how are you responding or your feedback to day one of the NCAA tournament?
It's frizzy, baby. I told you, man. Day two, it's not as equivalent, but day one, man, it was real hectic for a lot of – hey, the perfect word to describe brackets right now is war zone. Man, whoo, if New Mexico State would have pulled out, it's redemption this year. Just like
now, hey, I know you're feeling some type of way, but let me ask you this, because I know. I'm about to say it. On Monday, you said that there was a possibility that Dayton could do the unthinkable and beat Ohio State, but you didn't really clearly specify if you was really going with Dayton fully.
I got Dayton popping Ohio State. You need to roll that tape back.
I heard. I just wanted to make sure, you know, because I just don't know. Because, see, if Dayton would have lost and Ohio State would have won, you know, I wondered how you would have responded to that. I thought maybe you were going to be throwing spaghetti sauce up to the ceiling when you knew that you had won with Dayton beating Ohio State. But I guess that wasn't nothing. Now, let me ask you this. What was your thoughts about Harvard taking out Cincinnati?
Man, ain't nothing going to surprise me this year. I'm guaranteeing. No. Hold on. Let me take that back. I can't guarantee because I made guarantees during the NFL playoffs and ain't go through. I'm predicting that we will not witness a Michigan State. It's not going to be one of these teams because right now it's any given day. You got to work 7 days a week. Harvard went in, and they used their brains. See, Cincinnati just no toughness. They don't have that type of calculated thoughts of which to expire and to go forward of outthinking their opponents. They think off of anger, and it cost them yesterday. Them Harvard boys, them Yang and Yang Jins and them, they put their minds together. They clicked up with them Chinese people, man, and they executed like they supposed to execute. I am so ecstatic of what I'm seeing right now. All these teams getting popped. If Oklahoma State go down, I know it's something.
Whoo! Well, they did go down. They lost to Gonzaga by a lot.
What? Man, stop playing with me, man. Ooh, wait, they did go down. Yeah, man, I told y'all, the streets talking, man. I got snitches everywhere. Watch this. Don't think VCU off. Hey, listen, it's only 48-43. Watch these games. It's about to get real hectic. It's about to get real hectic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's something totally in the water with these games, man, around the tournament time. You know what I mean? And it's kind of, I don't know what to say. I mean, it's exciting at the same time, but it's bittersweet when your bracket is supposed to be the perfect one, but yet you look at it and on the left side alone, you got four losses. That ain't looking at the right side. You know what I mean? So these games I'm really enjoying, and I knew that they were going to bring it to us like this. But let me ask you, what were your thoughts, seriously, about how St. Louis was able to come back and beat North Carolina State yesterday?
Man, I don't know. Man, listen, I didn't watch that game, but I heard all about that game. And to be honest, I don't understand. You get yourself together all year to produce in March Madness. Hey, in the words of L Boogie, don't wait till March Madness and your booty holes get tight. Because when you do that, man, it shows us that you are not NBA priority. You are not that talented that you think you is. Jabari Parker, hey, listen, you have been the top freshman this year. You allowed your dynasty go down. You didn't even make it out the 64. How can you sit up here and say that you NBA ready? 14 points?
Absolutely.
14 points. St. Louis, come on, man. North Carolina. Hey, I'm so ecstatic right now, and I'm so weary that I feel it's another upset going to happen tonight. And I want to sit up here and see y'all kite, and then y'all check it out afterwards. But I'm going to go ahead. Hey, DeAndre Kane, I've been following you since Marshall. I hope you don't let these NC Central boys pop you tonight, man, because I'm going to tell you something about them. They are great shooters. I just want to let the world know that. The NC Central boys are great shooters. We might be witnessing one more upset, y'all.
There ain't going to be no upset over there. North Carolina Central, they all right. I give them props for making it, but they ain't ready for tonight.
Man, listen, it ain't no tomorrow. T-Row, did you see Mercer take down Duke today?
I did see that, but that was a team of five seniors that just started every game.
Man, that's your excuse.
I'm just saying. Five seniors versus one freshman and three sophomores and a junior. Yeah, I'm saying it.
All right. Man, did you see North?
How many seniors they have on their team? They have a lot. They have more than Ohio State.
Man, it's obvious. Okay, you know what? I ain't going back and forth.
Stacey. Moving on. The Browns, because I know you're also in the NFL as well. We didn't get to that portion of the show yet. They're talking about Matt Schaub for some picks. What do you think about that? Is it going to happen or no?
Man, can I elaborate on something, y'all?
Yes, you can.
If you put Matt Schaub against 90% of the NFL quarterbacks in the league since he started, he has produced that he's a winner. A lot of years he have carried that team, he's not a bad quarterback. Is he worth a lot of picks? Yes, he is. You want me to tell you why? Because he's bringing experience. He have a front line that's going to protect him. He have Kyle Shanahan. He got experience with Kyle Shanahan. He got one of his same backs back there with an explosive deep route receiver as of Gordon and pick up Sammy Watkins. How can y'all deny that? Like, Matt Schaub is a good, mediocre quarterback. We can't use great, but he's definitely in the top 10. Do y'all agree or not?
I tell you what, since you want to put him in the top 10, how do you have a guy like Matt Schaub in your top 10 who, for the first time in NFL history, he leads, is his name up there? Number one. You know, most interceptions returned for a touchdown in one season. How do you have it in your top 10?
Listen, whoa. Let's stop that. Hold on. First off, T-Roll, you can't count that. That's only one season. You happy off one season that he got that award? Let's talk about all these previous seasons of which he was a winner.
He only won one time. Or two times. He been to the playoffs twice. One time he went to the playoffs, he didn't even go with his team. He sat at home.
He was hurt.
Exactly.
Man, so what are you saying? That he's not top 10?
And he's MVP. He belongs in the same category with your Marcus Russell.
Hey, L Boogie, man, come on, man. How you feel about it?
I tell you what, man, Shaw, he's an upgrade for what you got, because that is new.
Man, so you trying to say he won't be a good fit at Cleveland?
No, what he's trying to tell you is that Oakland is the right place for him. It's just all about him. I mean, he can help somebody in his first season, you know what I mean? Coming, you know, it could be a great quarterback battle over there in Oakland between McLaughlin, Pryor, and now Schaub. And you never know. Oakland just still might draft a quarterback because you know Oakland good for causing some stir-up when the draft starts. You know what I mean? So, I mean, you never know. But this is what I want to ask you, too, because I just found this out through one of my little snitches who keep blowing out my phone. I just heard that the New York Jets have released Mark Sanchez, and they done signed Michael Vick. Now Michael Vick is a New York Jet. What's your thoughts about that, Dick Pippen?
Oh, my God. I don't know how I feel about that, T-Ro. LB, I don't know how I feel about Michael Vick. I don't know how I feel about that. But I would tell you something, though. I'm going to tell y'all who a great pickup for the Browns. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Because he's a bully. He's going to bring that mental toughness aspect. And he's a live wire. Y'all can give us Richard Incognito, and I'm going to tell y'all why. Because the nightlife in Cleveland is going to turn that man out. Do y'all hear me?
It's going to suck him dry. It's going to suck him dry like it does all the athletes. It don't matter if you're white, black, Puerto Rican, green, yellow, brown. The nightlife in Cleveland, Ohio, the top stars will suck him dry. Trust me. It has happened. History repeats itself, and it has in the city of Cleveland. And remember this, though. Remember this, Chef. The Browns are kind of like the Oakland Raiders. They get guys who are on the downside of their career. Willie McGinnis, Jeff Garcia, Jamal Lewis. You want me to continue?
Jeff Garcia was a good pickup. You can't deny that one. I like Jeff Garcia.
No, his name was a good pickup, but not him at that particular time in his career.
Oh, man.
So that's my point. But the street question of the night, Chef, and I propose this to you, the street question of the night. Which power conference are going to have the most teams in the Sweet 16 before we go live on Monday?
Ooh. SEC.
The ACC, the Big Ten, the SEC. The SEC only has three teams in.
The SEC. Is y'all hearing me?
Wow. So all
they only got
three
teams in the tournament, man. How can they be the best conference with only three teams in the tournament?
Because there's about to be a lot of Watch. It's about to be a lot of upsets, and I'm going with the underdogs, baby. That's why. I love underdog potentials. I am an underdog. I like the SEC.
Mark this down. Listen to this. Mark this down with some French icing for the cheesecake with some strawberry sauce. You're only going to have Florida and the possible Tennessee getting to the Sweet 16. Because Kentucky, it's over with. After Sunday, they will not be there. Mark it down. Mark it down with some icing and some strawberry
sauce.
You're
so much to hate it. But you hate them two-point guards from Texas. It's a Texas thing. I'm telling you, Al Boogie just been hating on the boys all season. What's wrong, Al Boogie? You don't want to get love to the Kentucky Wildcat.
Listen, I love Calipari. Great recruiter. He gets guys there. But remember when he won it, he has freshmen and sophomores that contribute and played a lot in that run. He only has freshmen now. And I think when they run up against State on Sunday, and that's if they win tonight against Kansas State, I think they're just going to run up to a team that's, you know, grown man. Yeah, you got Tyler. That's like me when I used to be at my playground and I was, you know, 14 years old playing with the 19 and the 20-year-olds. Yeah, I held my own, but I still lost. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, that's how it is. That's how it's going to be for Kentucky, and that's what happened to Duke. Yeah, you got talent, but when you're playing against grown men that has just as much as talent as you, and they have five of them like that, like Bernie Mac said in Players Club, trouble.
So can I ask y'all one more question before I leave, man? I just got to ask y'all one more question. And this is going straight. And I'm like, we're trying to start something. First off, hey, T-Row, you know what, T-Row? Hey, listen, man, you got a lot of mouth for an NFL team that has done nothing but lose players all season. So as you just keep talking about my Cleveland Browns and the pickups they sit up here and getting mad, I think you need to go ahead and check reality base and understand y'all have a big problem with no type of solution there, because the draft will not help you guys out. I don't care about none of that. So before you keep
on good. We still going to win more games than Cleveland Browns. It don't matter who we got. As long as we got Jerry Jones.
We
don't win. Hey, Nate. That's all I can say. Hey, Nate.
It won't work this season.
What's the question? Chef, what's the question?
Will your Knickerbocker shock the world and upset Indiana first round? Will they make it? Can they do it? Can they do it, L Boogie? I want to know the truth right now.
The truth is this. First of all, we have to get there. We got to get past Atlanta right now with three games out of the eighth spot. Secondly, if we get there, it's a chance because we did it when we won in 99, when we lost to San Antonio. It can be done. We just got to get there. But I tell you this, though. If we get there, we got a chance. We got a chance. Because I'm an ultimate fan, and don't let a team get hot. Ask the Dallas Mavericks what happened when Golden State got hot and they got into it with Baron Davis and company and Steven Jackson, and they got in that year. Ask T-Row what happened.
Oh,
boy, that's below the bell. Hitting below the bell, boy. I tell you.
So anybody has a chance when they get hot, but I tell you right now it's going to be tough because Atlanta is winning too. Your boy Millsap just put up a triple-double the other night. So it's going to be tough, but my snitches in the street is telling me this. It's going to still be tough to keep Carmelo Anthony in New York. It's still going to be tough. Regardless if we got Phil, Melo, like, my snitches is telling me some things. And it's going to be tough for us to keep old Melo.
Hey, T-Ro.
Only thing I want to know is Phil coaching. Because if Phil ain't coaching, they ain't going to do nothing. Them boys going to be stuck down in the left spot wondering what Carmelo going to do. Carmelo need a fresh pair of drawers, man. You know when your drawers get them holes in it, man, you need to go get you a fresh pair. You feel like a new man. That's what he going to do, man. He about to put on some fresh pair of drawers, man, and go somewhere else, man. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna end it with this, man. Hey, L Boogie, you know I love you, but I just want to set you up for failure. You know, when you just there and you just know, you just can feel it, and you know, and your anxiety rushing, and every bone in your body just think it's going to happen, and then the unexpected happen, you be home with my Cleveland Cavs, I just want to let you know that's exactly what you get. So what I'm going to do is tell a friend, to tell a whole lot of girlfriends, to tell their girlfriends, and we going to all have a menage. I'm gone, Shawty. ATL status. The Chef. Love y'all.
Love you too, Chef. Hey, and for the world didn't know, man, Chef done migrated down to ATL now. He down in ATL. He done, man, you know,
man,
the Chef be cooking.
Stop it.
He down there with Lil B. He done hooked up with the sports officials. For real.
Nah, that's what I'm talking about right there. We next. We coming to ATL. Don't worry about it. What's up, Mama? I see you. My Mama on the line. My baby girl. You know what I'm saying? I'll be hollering at you. I'll holler at you in the morning, Mama, because it's a two-hour difference, you know. I know you're about to get ready to go to bed. I heard you had a busy day, Mama. That's all right. I love you. Hell, Boogie, we got to go to a commercial, baby.
When we come back after the commercial, we're going to talk about this NFL free agency in row. I want you to give the world some updates on who signed where. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about this NBA. Chef brought us into it. 15 more games left. Man, it's the streets. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. Get with us on Ustream, Global Network One. Oh, man, we hot. Live 365. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Let's go, Ro. A Craig NLCE, diamond on baso, we rock for a fee, not for free. Maybe I'll do it for charity. Now my employer or my employee is making Craig NLCE very MAD. They'll never ever think of jerking me. I work too hard for my royalty. Put lead in your ass and drink a cup of tea. Pizza Red Alert and King Capri. Ooh la la, we I say Muhammad Ali. You say clash is clay. I say butter. Way up there, took the deuce to the trade. I originate, they duplicate. I praise the Lord and keep the faith. It's alright, keep fighting that debate. 92, 1 year later. Peace out, premiere, take me out with the fader. I share eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I wreck the mic like a pimpin' toes. Here's how it goes, I am a genius, I mean this. I shake this, you'll take this. I'm kind of fiendish. You wish that you could come into my neighborhood. Meaning my mental state, still I'm 5'8". Crazy as I wanna be, cause I make it orderly. You could say I'm sort of the boss, so get lost. The brother who'll make you change opinions. Dominions, I'm in them when it's time to kick shit from the heart. Cause I get a piece of the action. Feeling satisfaction from the street crowd reaction. Chumps pull guns when they feel afraid. Too late when they dip in the kick, they get sprayed. Lemonade was a popular drink and it still is. I get more props and stunts than Bruce Willis. A poet like Langston Hughes and can't lose when I cruise out on the expressway. Leaving the bodega, I say suave. Premier's got more beats than Blonde's got hate. Clips I've inserted into my gun, so I can take the money, never have to run. To run. Philly at home, do you have another? I wanna get blunted, my brother. Now may I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track? Or should I say dope beat? Subtract, delete, all of the wick-whack that wanna be abstract, but they lack the new knack that's coming from way, way back. Hey, yo, Premier, please pass that Buddha sack. You heard we quit? No way, bullshit. I told you before, we come back with more hits. I provide right flavor, so you can sketch me. Do me a favor, don't try to catch me. Slightly ahead of the game, I'm not a lame. Ask him, he'll tell you the same. He knows my name, smooth. I drop jewels like paraphernalia. I'm infallible, not into failure. Like a rhinoceros, my feet is prosperous. And pure knowledge expands from my esophagus. I write in the night to bring truth to the light. My dialogue is my own, the soon people never bite.
It's the streets, baby. You, we back. 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Sports with a twist of hip-hop from a street perspective. Oh! Man, we've been talking about this NCAA March Madness. It's been frenzy. A little bit of this NBA. But, Ro, can you tell me a little bit about the NFL, some signings that has gone on during the week? Can you give me a couple hot top names that might be the sign?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, of course, you know, since the free agent signing period or the free agency period that happened last week, we thought that there were going to be a lot of people going to a lot of different places quick. But as we see, it is taking a while. But some of these guys are really having an opportunity to go where they want to go. Because there are a couple of guys that have signed with teams that I thought would never go to that particular team. Like, for instance, the Arizona Cardinals signed a one-year deal with Antonio Cromartie from the Jets. So you got Antonio Cromartie and Patrick Peterson on the same field. Woo! That's a good one right there. Your boy Devin Hester. Man, you know, he was in Chicago for a very long time. Well, I thought he was going to reunite with Tampa Bay Bucs old Coach Lovey, but he gave Lovey the cold shoulder. This boy is going to Atlanta. Why would you want to go to Atlanta who only won three games last year? I don't understand that. But he's going to Atlanta, you know what I mean? And, of course, the Cowboys. I don't know if we some suckers. I don't know what Jerry Jones see, but I think I know what he's looking at. See, Nick, if you ever send me three tweets in a row like that again from the Sports Fish, man, look at here, man. Don't you be disrespecting Jerry Jones talking about we got Brad DeWeeter. You got to see the numbers. It's all about the numbers. 2 years for $1.23 million, which means he only going to be making about $800,000 a year. So that's cool. You know, y'all should be giving us the chump change for taking him off your hands. You know what I'm saying? Because he was just going to be a CBG. L Boogie like to call CBG. He ain't nothing but a crybaby gangster. That's all he I want to be released. We had to lose the season three quarterbacks. I want to be released. He's a yes man now. Sit over there with that chalkboard or your microphone in your ear and that clipboard. Tell us how many first downs Dez Bryant got in the third quarter. That's what all we need to know from you, Mr. Brandon Wheaton. And we also got Mr. Melton. What was his name? I forgot his name, old boogie. Henry Melton, that's his name. We signed him, a defensive tackle from the Bears, went to the Pro Bowl. But the sniper got him last season. So we'll see how good he does. You know what I mean? And then good old Jason Campbell. I just want to be a starter. Well, you ain't going to be no starter in your next location. You done went to Cincinnati on a one-year deal. Ain't going to help you, brother. Too bad for you, for your luck. You know what I mean? And then, like I said earlier, can't believe it, but the New York Jets got rid of Mark Sanchez. Michael Vick has been signed. I can't wait for the quarterback controversy with Rex Ryan and ESPN. Oh, that's going to be great, Elwood. Because, you know, Rex Ryan going to be crying like, hey, bad luck, man. I'm just trying to do what I I hope you don't get fired after this season. If Michael Vick ain't the starter of the New York Jets when the season starts, I'm going to be mad. Because, honestly, yeah, I know you ain't supposed to say this on the show, but I don't like Geno Smith. My bad. I'm just saying. Geno ain't ready. But like you said last week, you can learn a lot from Michael Vick. But come on, man. Vick better be the starter for the green and white, man. Congratulations to the Packers. They got Julius Pepe. Ooh, he didn't go far. He said, I want to stay in the same division so I can crush OAR-12, who I can't hit in practice. Oh, my bad. Jay Cutler. He couldn't hit Jay Cutler in practice. He did enough damage to your boy last season. Put him out for 13 straight weeks.
I know you're happy.
If you can't beat him, join him. We love you. We love you, Julius. If you can't beat him, join him. We will accept you with open arms.
Yeah. I'm glad you got it. I'm glad he didn't come to the NFC East. Because it's already bad. It's going to be wild coming around this NFC East, man. And then on another note of that NFL, man, I got some, it's not sad news, but it's news where guys should not be putting themselves involved. You know, they should know, they know that they should be involved in any incident. There's a guy by the name of Taylor Lumen, offensive tackle for the Michigan Wolverines. Well, L Boogie, after they lost to Ohio State on December 1st, 2013, this fool was charged with one count of an aggravated assault, two counts of an assault with an assault and battery from just hanging out with some fans from Ohio State and got upset because they were, you know, look at their faces. And he couldn't take it, put his hands on one of the people, and now instead of him being a first-round NFL prospect, draft prospect, he got to worry about going to court, worry about the time. Come on, Taylor Lumen, you ain't made it to the league yet, and you are already in some trouble. Got to get your mind right, players. Quit messing around. He ain't helping. Yeah, he got a check. First-round draft pick. They got him as the second-best offensive lineman in the draft. So you know he's going to be top 15. Not so fast, my friend.
In the words of Fred G. Sanford, and the G stand for, you know what I'm saying, go get it. You big dummy. I don't understand, you know, after you didn't play with these guys and now you with some fans and you're upset. Oh, my goodness, what are you thinking? Where's your support system? I always bring it back to the streets. You know, as you're molding these players, you're molding young men and you're molding young women onto accept winning and how to accept losing. And understanding that it's big money on the line and you're watched every second, every day.
You think that's something? Check this out. Taylor Lumen might just be on the lighter side of the bad news, but listen to this. So the Tennessee Titans got the second-year defensive end, Adwale Ojabo. You know, he's pretty good. He put up some numbers this year. You know what I'm saying? Well, this all died. See, boy, you got to stay out of Miami if you ever trying to kick it. This fool was in Miami and then got caught up in a prostitution sting. Now he locked up in Miami when he should have been in Tennessee somewhere on a prostitution sting.
You already know. He saw a lot of flesh sandwiches.
Now you paying for Kona? Come on, man. You want some strange from the quarterback? You might as well pick up the girl that was sitting on the bus stop. She would have had a better chance of giving you what you wanted instead of going to the hotel room and getting busted.
Is he worse than Darren Sharper?
No, I didn't say that. At least he was trying to pay for his. Ojabo was trying to pay for his. It just so happened that there was 1,000 cop cars and cameras checking him out at the same time. Darren Sharper just did the poo. He just said, man, let me go on and dip this here in your drink.
Pop a Molly, I'm waiting. Woo! Put a Molly in her drink, she ain't even know it. Darren Sharper, you about to do some time and you don't even know it. It's about to get ugly for you, old safety. I don't understand. You should have did what my man just did. You could have just paid for it. But go to a club or something and get one of them ratchet girls, man. Get a groupie. Pay for it by buying dinner or popping some Rosé Bel Air Black Bottle.
Do that.
Why you gotta, you know what I'm saying, pay for it on the street? What did Biggie say? And he was a rapper. He say one black ashy motherfucker.
So you can go from ashy to classy and still. Come on, man. It's unbelievable, man. It's the streets. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern time. You can also use stream and get us on the net, blogtalkradio.com. In the search box, the streets is talking.
Hey, yo, L Boogie. Before we get to the entertainment side of things, man, I just want to give a quick what's up to the Major League Baseball, man. Cincinnati Reds pitcher Adonis Chapman, man, the guy that be throwing heat with the left hand. Did you see what happened to him the other day?
The left-handed reliever.
Oh, man, he got hit in the head with one of them 107-mile-per-hour fastballs that he be chunking. Man, it hit him so hard, man. And he had surgery, man. They placed a titanium plate in his face so that they could stabilize the fracture, man. And hopefully he'll be able to, you know, get back on that mound in the next 3 to 4 weeks, man, to, you know, try to hopefully get that feeling back, man. But that brings up another question I'll get to you a little bit later on. Should these guys be wearing face masks? Because with the Miami Marlins, the second baseman, this dude, Derek Dietrich, he going to do a little routine, you know, little routine pickup on the ground ball. The ground ball to hit a rock or something, hit the edge of the grass, to hit this fool in the nose, broke his nose, and he out for a certain amount of time. So I'm going to ask you a little bit later on, you know, should these guys be wearing face masks in baseball? Is baseball getting these war wounds in baseball now, boy, I tell you. Snipers are everywhere.
We will get to that later on in the show. But it's about that time. It's Friday. Is B ready for us?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, okay. B is ready for us, man. From the streets, you know it's Friday. It's the top of the hour. And we always give you the entertainment part of the show with my cousin, man, B Carter, a.k.a. Brandon Carter. You know what I mean? He has his own show out there in Cleveland, Ohio, with the Prince. So, Brandon, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Oh, man, we doing wonderful. You know, enjoying spring break. It's March Madness. We've been a lot on the sports. But run down, give us the entertainment part. What's going on since we last talked to you? What's going on out there in the entertainment part of the world?
On the entertainment part of the world, Eminem and Rihanna just launched that they will go on tours together called the Monster Tour. They only released 3 dates so far, L.A., Detroit, and New York it is, I believe. Kevin Hart, just keep on making things happen for him, and one of his biggest dreams is to be interviewed by Oprah, and now that dream has come true. The Kevin Hart and Oprah interview will air March 23rd at 9 p.m., of course, on the Oprah Winfrey Network, so everybody tune in for that. Big, sad, weird kind of thing news for Tyler Perry. His recent film, The Single Moms Club, flopped at the box office this weekend, debuting at number 5 with only 8.3 million views, bringing his lowest debut ever of any of the Tyler Perry films. And I want to know, what was it that no one went to go see The Single Moms Club? Of course, this is the film that stars Nia Long as the leading role. Former exes J-Lo and P. Diddy are battling over who can own the Fuse Network. They are both in million-dollar bids to take over the music network for their own endeavors, and it has yet to be seen as who will win. So who will win the money war, J-Lo or Diddy? Because they both got bread, so I don't even know. Rapper Chief Keef, who was always in trouble, got arrested again after leaving rehab. Of course, his charge was driving under the influence after leaving rehab, but then again, this is the same man who got a song called I'll Never Be Sober. So I guess what can you expect from Chief Keef? LeBron James and his lovely wife, Savannah, are expecting a new baby. So hopefully it's that little girl that LeBron James has been wanting, because he already has 2 boys with her. Rick Ross has the number 1 hip-hop album in the country with Mastermind, beating out Pharrell Williams for the number 1 spot, which everybody thought we was. Former Destiny's Child original band member Latavia is one of the new cast members of the 3rd season of R&B Divas Atlanta, which stars singers Celina Johnson, Monifa, Kiki Wyatt, and legendary singer Angie Stone. and that is Brandon Carter with the Entertainment Report. R&B Divas will air April 23rd on TV One.
Wow. Thank you, B. We appreciate that. Now, let me ask you this, B.
Yes?
With the Diva show, who do you think is going to take control and be the you know, the Ganja or the person who's going to, you really want to see on that show with the new series?
With the new, I'm very interested in Latavia Roberson's story because she's the only original Destiny's Child member we haven't seen. Of course, we see what Beyonce has become. We see, you know, Kelly Rowland as a singer and a reality judge. Even Latoya Luckett, who released music and was just on the season of Single Ladies and on Tremaine, so she's been doing her acting thing. So all the original Destiny's Child members have been doing stuff, and she was actually the co-founder, many people don't know, with Beyonce. It was actually she and her who started the group, not Beyonce and Kelly. Many people don't know that. So I want to see, that's what I want to see.
Let me ask you your opinion before I let you go. Tyler Perry, do you think that people were just getting tired of the same type of format or movies with Mr. Perry?
No, I don't know what the situation was because Madea Christmas just did $50 million in December. So I don't know. I really don't know what it was. I know for me, seeing the trailer didn't make me want to go see it. I wasn't invested in it, even though I love Nia Long and she's a great actress, but I don't know where he failed with this one because I didn't really want to go see it myself, and I'm a Tyler Perry fan. People love Madea, so Madea's going to do 50 to 60 million on regular. I don't know where he failed with this one.
Is there any more news dealing with your boy Robin Thicke and his wife? Are they together? Are they going to get a divorce? I mean, I'm hearing a lot of things in the streets before I let you go.
It still has not seen whether they got back together. People around him, he's on tour currently right now with Kate Michelle, and she said, you know, please, of course, there's been many videos on stage of him saying he want his girl back, but I don't know if she's going to give him a second chance, or she could be just doing that thing by making him sweat. She might take him back later, but she probably make him sweat right now because, you know, Robin Thicke was enjoying his little newfound fame as a sex symbol and seeing in clubs, hooking up on women and filling up on women and all that stuff. So maybe she
let Molly do that part.
Yeah, after that, my little Molly Turk section, Robin Thicke, you know, was, you know, smelling himself a little bit. But she probably got to show him, like, all right now, you know. Because, you know, they were high school sweethearts. They've been together since high school.
Exactly. So, B, before we let you go, you know, we got callers on live365.com, Global Network One. Let the world know how they can get in touch with you and what radio show they can get with you at.
My radio show, Know That Radio, with Sean Wanda Prince, Tuesdays, Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's NorthCoastUnderground.com, Monday, Tuesdays, Fridays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can also follow me on Twitter at 1BrandonCarter, BrandonCarter211 on Instagram, Facebook.com/BrandonCarter22, and my entertainment blog is websites.beonair.com/JBerry. Hey, and I want to shout out the Cleveland Zone, DJ Stroke, who got nominated for DJ of the Year for the I Am Hip Hop Award. So,
shout out to DJ Stroke, man. He's from the hood, too. He's from Huff Heights. I want everybody to know that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from the hood. He's from the Huff Heights. He was down in Texas with all them doing all that big stuff. You know, so thanks to DJ Stroke for all the opportunities he's given me because he's looking out for me, too.
No doubt. And, we appreciate you being, hey, you giving us the opportunity and vice versa. So, love you, cuzzo. Can't wait
love
to
you
see
too.
You when I come home in May. No doubt. And
right.
We'll talk to you again next Friday with the entertainment all part
right.
of the news.
You know it.
Brandon Carter. Love you, cuzzo. Man, there you have it. When we come back, we're going to get to a caller. D-Mac, I see you, and I see Nephew. I know he going to be a little bit on his eggshells because Michael Vick didn't care. What Gino going to do, Nephew? Man, it's the streets, 347-855-8896.
Let's go.
Down booty popping in the handstand. Shine bright, I give your girl a slight tan. I make that pussy whistle like the Old Spice man. I don't even understand why she'd ever want a man. If she ever throw it, I catch it like a corner bag. Like a corner bag, that's an interception. You think I give a fuck? That's a misconception. Oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. The roof is on fire. So what? I'm high. I say, oh, what a night. Oh, what a night. Yeah, she a bad bitch. All jokes aside. Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. Start talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down. I look back at it.
Whistling Dixie, middle school, I was getting head on the 10 speed. Gigolo bloodline, pimping the hereditary. Black on 28, it remind me of February. Say you can fuck with me, that would be never wearing. Dead ass rapper should have came with a cemetery. I am so cold, nigga like Ben and Jerry. Fill a nigga, deal a nigga, kill a nigga, obituary. My vision blurry, these bitches flirting. I've been drinking all night, I think my kidneys hurt.
Damn.
So I close the curtains on the 62. Her ass will knock your ass out, you better stick and move.
Bro.
Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. Chain hang to my ding-a-ling. To do a threesome, you gotta intervene. Her legs so sexy when I'm in between.
Hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. She started talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Still, she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror. She broke it down, started moving like she care. Like she do it in the mirror. I chop one, chop two, chop that ass down. Chop that ass down, chop that ass down. All I want you to do is just drop that ass down. Drop that ass down. I look back at it. She do it like she do it in the mirror. Be cautious, the booty is bigger than it appears. She speed it up and slow it down like she's switching gears. I'm looking for the baddest one here. I tell her like, do that duck. Do that duck. You gotta stretch it out, girl, move that duck. She bend it over, touch her toes when she toot that duck. Like hut one, hut two, girl. Who back there? Who back there? I'm back there. I could take a step back and send my cognac there. Picture perfect body, that's a Kodak there. And I make a nigga feel welcome like a domestic there. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. The roof is on fire, so what, I'm high. I'm like, oh what a night, oh what a night. That's a bad bitch, all jokes aside. That shit go,
hey, look at baby over there. What's up? Little mama come here. Start talking, but I really couldn't hear her. Till she started dancing like she do it in the mirror. Like she do it in the mirror.
We back. It's the streets. You know what it is, man. It's March Madness. It's NFL free agency frenzy. It's NBA. 15 more games left. Will my Knicks make the playoffs? Oh, man, as a fan, I hope so. But as a radio, you know what I'm saying, host, we MBG. Nothing but garbage. Man, big up to the Charlotte, you know what I'm saying, Bobcat, Al Jefferson. You get into my MVP race. But man, we about to shake it up, going to the asylum. We got some college guys that's in the asylum ready to go in, and they ready to freestyle, man. This is my nephew, Baby D-Mac. Yo, Baby D-Mac, what you do, baby?
Hello?
You in the streets. What's going on?
What's up, man?
First question I want to ask you. Are you sweating that Michael Vick is in camp with Geno Smith?
Oh, you come on, man. You already know that's a good look. He need that type of mentoring. He need that. Vick done been there, done everything he want to do. We not going to act like Vick was never once upon a time the highest paid quarterback in the league. We know that. Vick, the things he want to learn and the things he need to learn, Vick done been through and Vick done learned it. He can most definitely play a mentor. If he get healthy, he can start for the Jets. Don't get me wrong. The Jets, Geno Smith is not all that to start yet. So Vic can start if they wanted to, but really his main role, I think he's going to play as a mentor for Geno Smith, and Geno Smith to take in everything he can learn from Vic. Vic is, in my book, Vic will be a Hall of Famer. At a point in time, Vic changed the game. The things that the spread offense was leading up to now, Vic done that. Vic changed the game, man. I look at him like I look at AI the basketball. At a point in time, Vic changed the game. Vic is great. So if I'm Geno Smith, I'm taking all the information I could from Michael Vick.
Two things I want to say. That I'm a rebuttal to what you just said. Number one,
yes,
he can learn a lot of Vic.
And I agree,
but number two, I got to ask your father, is he letting you drink?
Because
I don't know about, you know what I'm saying, him going to the Hall of Fame, Michael Vick, that is. Yes, he transcended a little bit of the league, but he didn't win enough and break enough records to go to the Hall of Fame, nephew. I just want to say that. But getting off of that, you're watching March Madness and you're in college. How's the bracket holding up? Who's impressing you? What's your thoughts about the March Madness right now?
So I didn't do the ESPN bracket. I did the NCAA bracket. So we get like five brackets, two brackets that's still alive. Like one of my brackets, I did have Ohio State losing, which they did. The Oklahoma lost that messed me up big time. And the Duke, I think everybody's upset. Everybody's brackets messed up off that loss. But from a couple of my brackets, I'm still in there. It's pretty decent.
Who's surprising you so far as you look at these games and you locked into the TV? Who's surprising you so far, and what player has caught your eye in the first day yesterday and a little bit of today?
I haven't really seen nobody stand out like how it's been all season. To me, my opinion, there been nobody that been extra dominant as in one team. But so far, like, everybody been doing what they're doing naturally. I look at it similar to the NFL playoffs. You know, it's one and done. So your most likely team that's going to be out, they're coming playing their hardest. Everybody's playing their hardest. So you got to treat every team equally. Like, as in Duke, I feel like they didn't treat Mercer equally. And to me, they stood out the most. That's been the biggest upset of the entire tournament. North Dakota, they stood out beating Oklahoma. Like, you can't take no team lightly. It's a tournament. Everybody feel like they can win the national championship, so they're going to play us that way. So, in my opinion, you got to play it equally as hard, no matter which seed you rank. So, really, Mercer stood out to me by default. You know, they beat Duke. They was ranked number three. They was 14, so they stood out to me. No individual player has really stood out to me. Even though they lost, take that back. Even though they lost, Marcus Smart, he did pretty good today, even though they lost. He did real good. But overall, one of the teams, nobody individually stood out.
And I forgot to tell you, nephew, you might be a little bit too young to know this, but you always got to consider 12 beating 5 in this tournament.
So next time
you fill out your bracket, you got to consider 12 beating 5. If you didn't know, like as of right now, BCU is going into overtime with Stephen F. Austin. So, you know, it's crucial.
I'm currently in the car. I didn't even know.
So, now, let me ask you this on the hip-hop side entertainment. Have you listened to the new Rick Ross, the number one album in the country? Do you like it?
I have. I was just actually listening to it all week, to be honest. I do like it. To me, Rick Ross has developed a lot since his first album and since he first came out. He developed a lot as an artist. So I do like the city a lot. He had a couple of features on there that I like with Kanye West and Jay-Z. But I like the album a lot. I really do. It's consistent. It's not like some songs is just good and others are bad. I like the album overall from front to back.
Wow, that's not discrediting anybody, but say that you can listen to it from one to whatever. That's a good album. That's a good MC. So, well, speaking of MCs, do you got one of your guys for us to freestyle? You know it's Freestyle Friday. Is he ready to go?
You already know he's ready to go. We stay ready where we from. We can go anytime, any day. But I'm gonna let him go. Introduce himself. He's been on here before, but I'm gonna let him go right now, and I'll let y'all handle the rest. But hold on, here go my brother.
Yo, Q.
What's good, fam? You already know.
What's the deal? You ready to put your IQ to the test?
You already know, man. It's your boy GQ, man. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Twitter at underscore get em quay. You know what I'm saying? That's GETEMQUE. You know what I'm saying? We in the building right now, man. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's get it cracking.
Man, we ready for you, man. You got a minute and 30 seconds with each equals 16 bars. So let's go. Let us see what you got up your sleeve, GQ. We ready.
Yo, all bullshit aside, though, I'm the fucking best. So beyond dope, like a crackhead on Tourette's. You get set aside like some damn jokers in the deck. I stay on your head, I be locked in like barrettes. Never greet me with your left, bitch, total disrespect. Well, you better come correct like a simple-ass test. MJ at the net, Nike swoosh, get checked. And the nigga Q, just keep it the letter after F. Yes, I'm certified hella high and my kick's nice. Now I got a name, all the bitches want to dick ride and get live. And all the niggas want to give fives because I spit like a thick bitch when her lips dry. This shit is easy as pie or a piece of cake. Fuck food, this the beat I decided to eat today. Sprinting on these niggas, I guess I'm the guy to lead the race. Shoot great, but I'm better like putting God in Jesus' place. Let me take a break. Okay, I'm straight. Fuck James Bond, spit 16, double eight. Bitch knocking at my door like Jehovah Witness, cause she thirsty to get some elegant dick in her denims. She melting for a chocolate nigga, her panties be dripping. To be specific, I got her wet as Ocean Pacific. You got it locked like jail bars, you fucking kidding? I got it locked like death row in federal prison. So all you niggas pay attention and play your position, cause a little nigga float gifted, that bitch need a ribbon. Cause I be ripping and you rip like a frog when you rip it. I'm hollering like a wolf and you niggas sound like some pigeons. Rap Lord, I just think you should change your religion. Or just admit it, I'm the rawest nigga with the scriptures. I don't even know if that's 130 seconds. I don't even know, a minute 30 seconds.
Woo!
Come on, man, it's the best rapper in Cleveland, man. You know what I'm saying, GQ. You know what I'm saying, we on here, you already know.
Q, it didn't matter if it was a minute and 30 seconds. We appreciate every ball you laid down, Pivot.
Hey, man, I'm trying to be on here, man. I'm trying to be on here every week, you know what I'm saying? You already know it's GQ, you know what I'm saying? Get them Clay, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram, and Louis Vadon, we in here, man, you know what I'm saying? Best driver in Cleveland.
You already know, GQ. I hope your fashion is like how you flow, baby, with that name.
Hey, man, I promise, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm fresh as fuck right now, you know what I'm saying, you know? Cheddar, you know what I'm saying, with the leather pants. You know, we in here, though, man. Shout out to Cleveland, man. We on the way, you know what I'm saying? Worldwide, GQ.
No doubt. Man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you.
I'll talk to you soon. We on the way.
No doubt. I'll hear from you next Friday.
I appreciate it, man. I ain't been on here in a minute. I've been grinding, but we're going to be on here more often, man. I'm back at it.
No doubt. You know, as usual, we appreciate you. And let me ask you this, street question of the night. I know you follow this college basketball tough. You follow the sport. What conference you think is going to represent and have the most teams in the Sweet 16 by Monday?
I don't know. It's been even just about. I might say the conference Syracuse and them, man. I don't know. I think it's gonna be fairly even.
Good answer, cause I just got a kite and someone just told me that none of the big schools will have more teams than any. It'll be probably like you said, probably be even. So,
yeah, that's what I'm
great answer. Great answer. Man, we appreciate you, nephew.
I appreciate
like always.
You already know. I'm beyond.
And like always. Like always. Tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
You already know it.
There you have it, T-Row. From a college perspective, we just had a young caller call in, everybody. Man, my nephew, he ready to get to college, man. You know what I mean? He just worked out today with old D-Mac. They flew me a kite earlier. You know, so, man, bro, no teams is going to have an advantage.
Not only that.
Not
only that, but my little snitch just sent me a little kite, told me there are no more perfect brackets in the Quicken Loans $1 billion Challenge. Nobody. Duke, you messed it up for everybody. What was you thinking?
No. The Ohio State Buckeyes messed it up yesterday. They started the trend. It had to be a team from Ohio. Now there's no teams from Ohio left in the tournament. And I know, C's, I know you're ready to say something, man. I know you out there listening. And I know the C's, I know he can't wait to see me, man. I know C's can't wait to see me and talk bad about Ohio. They started it off.
You still got Dayton available. That's the only Ohio team, but who would have thought?
We don't kiss the Dayton players. The Dayton players for real.
Don't be
they're only known for music. We don't, they're not known for basketball. They're only known for music. The only guy that come out of Dayton, Ohio is Ronnie Harper. Big up to you, Hollywood Harper. Love you, man. We used to do a lot of things together. But big up to Ronnie Harper, man. He's the only one to come out of Dayton to do stuff. And he played at the Miami of Ohio University. For you people who don't know about Hollywood Harper.
Man.
Oh, man.
Six overtime games in this here day one, day two of the NCAA tournament. Stephen F. Austin is in overtime with VCU. And Stephen F. Austin is a four-point play to take it in the overtime, L. Boogie. Can you believe it? Don't you love this March Madness? I'm telling you, it's bittersweet because I have VCU with it. Come on, VCU, don't let me down.
Shaka, you got to be a little bit more smart, baby. You can't foul a shooter on a three and you're up four. He needs his scholarship revoked. Whoever made that dumb play, he needs a scholarship revoked. He's messing up my bracket. I have 12 beating fives, but not that one.
It's getting ugly.
Hey, LeBron James sat out the other night with back spasms. You think that's going to be a problem for him moving forward with the season?
No. 6'8", 250. He's bound to be injured once or twice during the season. I know he's Superman made of that good stuff, but, man, look. Say, man, sometimes you just can't keep going, you know, hard 115% like he does every night. And, you know, say, man, when it catches up to you, the body knows it's the only thing that can tell your mind that, hey, it's time to shut it down. So big up to Miami for giving him a couple of days of rest. Will it hurt them? No, because they're going to make the playoffs. So I think it's good to give D-Wade and the rest of the guys an opportunity to really focus in on winning these games without LeBron, because you know what's going to happen when you have LeBron on the court. So the team needs to get it right. LeBron needs to, you know, when he comes back, he's going to be the LeBron who's, you know, within that MVP chase. You know what I mean? And I heard you earlier talking about, you know, your boy Al Jefferson making a run at that MVP race. He's been playing real good, but not good enough. You know what KD does. Kevin Durant scoring 30 at will. Man, this dude is just a highlight on wheels. And I think it's his MVP race to lose. You know, it only helps that LeBron is sitting out to where he can continue to score. And I heard this earlier, too. With Oklahoma City playing Toronto, Russell Westbrook went down with a knee injury. Will that hurt Oklahoma City now that we don't know what the significance is, but we do know that he went down. Will it hurt Oklahoma City in the future?
It's going to be tough. He keeps having these nagging injuries with that same knee. I'm concerned. I hope that, you know, with 15 games left, that he can just, you know, pamper it a little bit, getting ready. Because one thing about any sport, without your wheels, that means your knees and your ankles. Without those, it's over with. You're NBG. You're nothing but garbage, and you're bag of bones. You're B.O.B. as well. You need your knees and your ankles. And so with that being said, if it continues to be anything nagging, I'm more concerned about his career than this season. So I just hope that he's not an injury-prone player, because only one way that Westbrook plays, and that's hard and fast. So, you know what I mean? That's what I say about my man, you know what I'm saying, Russell. He got the muscle, baby. We about to go to commercial. Man, give us a call. If you listen to us on your laptop, call us. Fly us a kite, 347-855-8896. Man, it's your boy, T-Roe L Boogie. Listen to us on Ustream Global Network 1. Oh, man. We that thing. Sports and hip-hop. Oh, man. Ain't nobody in this lane, baby. Let's go. But the bass low. A real nigga, what your woman wanna say for? When you take it for a baller, better take it right. Cause it's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night.
Getting they drink out. Just looking for a reason to get they freak out. Catch me up in the VIP and it's roped off. To keep raggedy assholes off. Then I'm about to have a smoke off. Rich nigga, but I'm trying to get broke off. Turn it up as I make the beat break down. Ass up, face down. Yeah, that's still the best way to get it. Down the middle, that's the best way to flee. I'm talking money, disturbing the peace, racked up. One too many American black cards stacked up. Backed up at its own. Don't get beat down to the song. I see these hating ass niggas wanna fight. Well, it's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. Trouble to get into. Tell your girlfriends, friends, bring friends too. What you drinking? I got it, I pour it all up. So say my partners, they throw it all up. I don't want a menage, so bitch, let go. I'm trying to get three women, play Connect Four. Congratulations, you made it into the top five. Your mouth helped me put the Bentley in the Mach 5. You got me speeding in the red zone. Or as Luda likes to call it, it's the head zone. Heads up, I'm breadwinner, the bread's up. So make a peace sign, baby, put your legs up. Is it really that good to you? Do you like it when a nigga talk hood to you? Do you like a little scratch, a little bite? Well, it's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night. It's about to be a hell of a night.
It sure is. It's a hell of a night. You back in the asylum with T-Row and L Boogie. It's a hell of a night.
My bracket wouldn't say the same.
Man, it's frenzy. It's frenzy.
Can't believe this, man. L Boogie, they didn't want me to win my $250 million.
I think that's what it was. They knew nobody was going to get the perfect back bracket. And Joe Lunardi, don't you get to talking about you got the best bracket or your bracket is the best and you made it. You know you did not have Duke losing to Mercer on your bracket, Joe Lunardi from ESPN, the bracketologist. We in the streets. Keep it real. We know damn well your bracket is not where it should be. Put it on the show.
L Boogie.
I know. I'm listening.
All the analysts were talking about what Oklahoma State was going to do. They ain't even recognize Gonzaga. Gonzaga done told the snot bubbles out of Oklahoma City nose and just ran them out the gym. And, you know, Marcus Smart, it almost looked like he was about to have another episode taking his final loss, because we know he coming out.
Oh, yeah, he's coming out for damn sure. You know that. He can't wait. He has his Mercedes-Benz sitting back at Oklahoma State.
He's ready. Buddy.
He's ready to come out. He's not staying another day at all. Let me ask you this, Ro, before you know we get the guys in from the sports official. I'm going to get T. Nick in, but let me ask you this: as moving forward, these guys that you know that are playing and playing their hearts out, and I'm observing these games, guys want to win. As Mike Singletary would say, as I would say, I want winners. See, some guys know that they're going to the league. I refer back to guys like Jabari Parker, Marcus Smart. See, these guys are going to the league. Other guys are going home for spring break and hoping that they graduate. They're not worried about going to the league. And I say that to say this, bro. Why is it that some guys don't care about winning these tournaments when other guys are playing with their heart and soul? Do you think that these star players are giving it everything they got?
Most of the star players are, and we know that. For those players who are just playing the game, they know that this is the last game of the season. They know they're going to be doctors, lawyers, construction workers, engineers, and things like that. Of course, it's a long season. Some of these guys are new to it. We've never played 35, 38 games in a season, and I'm tired. I don't want to go to practice anymore. I'm tired of seeing the cameras. I just want to be at home, and I don't want, you know, the microphones in my face. And there are guys who feel that way who just want to get it over with. So does it help the guys who are superstars on the team? No, it doesn't, because it means that it puts more pressure on the superstar to score more points since you slacking and don't want to give it all your effort. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, we done seen it, El Boogie. It's been those times and when we know that, you know, hey, man, we just get it over with. You know what I mean? And you be ready for spring break. And then there's that other side where it's like, hey, we're the champs. Can't nobody beat us. Let's do this and take it as far as we can take it. So you have to be one of those guys who are willing to do whatever it takes for the guy who's right next to you who's doing the same thing. You can't have one or two guys saying, you know, oh, let's get it over with, where 12 others are saying, let's go win it all. You got to have everybody on the same page, man. That's what makes winners champions. You know what I mean?
Speaking of winners and having guys on your team, I'm going to bring in the host from the sports officials. Man, based down in Atlanta, Georgia, comes on every Sunday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern time. The host, T. Nick. Mm. How you doing, sir? What's going on with you?
Hey, man. I love the show, man. I've been listening to the show all night. And, you know, as the streets would say, you got breaking news in the streets. The number 12 seed just beat the number 5 seed again. Stephen F. Austin just took out number 5 seed Shaka Smart and the Virginia Commonwealth University. They went down in overtime.
3 out of 4 regions.
Wow. 3 out of 4 regions, man. I had 2 of them. You know what I'm saying? I picked 2 12s and 2 5s, and I was 3 for 3 until the day. You know what I'm saying? I was 3 for 3 until the day. You know, but, you know, man, when we talked last Friday, when last time I got in the streets, man, we talked about this. You know, I told you my favorite time of the year is the championship weekend, you know, for all the different conferences. And the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament, man, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't remember a year like this, you know, since way back when Kenny Anderson was playing for Georgia Tech. You know what I'm saying? They took out Steve Smith and Michigan State and, you know, that whole tournament that year. You know, or the year of the buzzer beater, you know, when Bryce Harper, I forgot the guy's name, Bryce somebody. I forgot whatever his name is. But whatever it is, Bryce Drew, you got it, bro. You know what I'm talking about. Val Pope. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? When he hit it at the buzzer. You know what I'm saying? Man, this is the best time of the year, man, because these kids play their hearts out, man. You know, it's win or go home. And these little schools, it's like y'all just got through saying, they're worrying about what they're going to do on spring break and if they're going to graduate or not. And you got the big schools, these dudes worrying about if they're going to the league or not. Case in point, Mercer University from Macon, Georgia. And if you haven't been to Georgia, Macon is towards the Florida borderline. Ain't nothing down there. You know what I'm saying? They got the Blossom Tree Festival going on this weekend. That's a big thing, the Blossom Tree Festival. So that's how they celebrate. But tonight, man, I wouldn't be surprised to see that place on fire tonight. You know, did y'all see the Caucasian brother doing the nay-nay after the game? Did y'all see that?
Yes. He looked at Carl.
Oh, when he turned around, spin move, wiped the shoulders off and did the pose and then went back into it again. Now, I'm going to tell you the best part about it. He ain't even getting the game all game. Number three, he never played all game long if you watch it. I watched the game. He didn't play all game. But the minute they won, he came out that shooting shirt and they went over there and celebrated. And the next thing you know, he got down doing the name. And they went further than that. Because when the coach was getting interviewed, he had one of the players do on the Chappelle show, whenever they had a club scene and the guy, they'd be in the club and somebody in there doing the robot. He did the robot behind the coach. You know, the coach was getting interviewed. He had a little black dude back there doing the robot. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about, man. Having fun, celebrating, survive and move on. You know what I'm saying? Survive and move on, man. So right now, man, don't nothing else exist to me. We had a conversation the other day, and I'd like to pose a question to you guys. Which is better to you, man? The NCAA tournament, you know what I'm saying, the first 2 days, or the Super Bowl? Which one you look forward to the most? Quickie, which one you look forward to the most?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Man, we had a
the
debate.
The one that I look forward to the most
is
the NCAA tournament. You know why?
What's that?
Because you get to see more looks on their faces.
That was at Duke today. Them Dukies, they had the Dukie faces. You know what I'm saying? And when I said it, and I said it at work, man, because, you know, I was watching that work with the guys, you know, and I bought pizza for everybody who was sitting there watching. And when they was losing, they had their hands on their heads. I said, look at their faces. And they all just laughed. They just looked at me. And they didn't understand. It was an inside joke. You know what I'm saying? They didn't even understand that. Bro, what you look forward to? The Super Bowl or the first 2 days of the NCAA?
Man, I'm going to be honest with you. It's the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament because it's the only time that I really honestly take off of work and feel guilty about it. You know what I mean? Super Bowl Sunday is on a Sunday. And when it's leading up to the Super Bowl Sunday, you know, you can go after work to all the Super Bowl festivities, go to the club or go to take your kids down to the entertainment right around the stadium and things like that. But for NCAA, there's no party. This is all business. I get to get ready, get my barbecue grill ready, call the boss and say, hey, man, look at her. Oh, yeah. About today, it ain't going to happen. That's tomorrow. You know what I mean? So you know how I go see Nick. It ain't no excuse. Hey, man, I will not be at work today, and I will not be at work tomorrow. You know why.
Man,
so the first two days are the most important, dog.
You hit the nail on the head, man. I had one guy tell me, he said, hey, man, I'm going to tell you the real. This is going to end the whole argument. When it comes to the Super Bowl, you trying to find where the party at. When it comes to the NCAAs, you can watch that at home. It don't matter. As long as you got the remote control in your hand to switch to the other games. That's all that matters.
That's all that matters, big dog.
That's all that matters. Hey, man, I know it's Freestyle Friday. I know it's a fantastic Freestyle Friday. And I know we only got a couple minutes left in the show, so I ain't going to hold you up no more. I got a chance to get in, talk to my brothers, express my opinions. I want to say what up to the land. And hey, them Browns did their thing in free agency. I'm happy with that, the 2-year signing with Ben Tate. I appreciate them cutting Brandon Weeden. I don't know what the hell the Cowboys doing to picking him up. Y'all got three 30-year-old quarterbacks down there. But, you know, hey, I'm going to let that go because I ain't hating on the Cowboys. I'm just saying. Let that go.
I couldn't tell by the tweet.
Hey.
I kept telling that boy, who is this? He keeps texting me. He's tweeting me, man. What is this? And he was like, man, that's T. Mick. I was like, I couldn't even respond. I was like, it's T. Mick. That's my brother.
I just want to say, welcome to Twitter Land, man. I can't wait for you to get in. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I see Boogie all the time in there. I deal with Nitty Neal. This week is the first week I finally got the OG scorekeeper and you to tweet in the same week. Unbelievable. But, hey, I'm going to tell you this. If I ever come across any of those Mercer dudes, any ever one of them, I'm going to tell them to make sure you listen to the Streets of Talk every Monday and Friday, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And when you're on campus, make sure you talk to them cheerleaders and tell them to tell a friend, tell a whole bunch of girlfriends and their lesbian friends about the show. Appreciate y'all, fellas. I'll link up with y'all on Sunday, man.
You already know. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. T. Nick, host with the most for Sports Fish, 12 p. to 2 p. I got that right, didn't I?
Eastern time.
Yeah, because I be, you know. Them boys, they a couple of hours earlier than us. Or shall I say later? We early. We on that mountain. You know, L Boogie, 3 minutes, what you gonna do?
Man, it's already that time. Let me do my freestyle before I get a shout out. So, all right, here we go. It's March Madness, man, and you know I didn't even have to take off. Man, look at their faces. Jabari Parker looking soft. Is he number one draft pick? That's like me selling the brick. That's like me and you chess bumping because we the New York Knicks. Oh, man, I hope we make it to the playoffs and get some more of that money. I don't know what's going down, man, but Johnny don't look that funny. Man, he signed a contract with Nike. Just do it. But I tell you, when he get on that field, man, he better rule it. Oh, man, I don't know what to say. This is the last rap I'm going to do. No, I'm lying to you, but for real, man, I'm about that group. And you know what, when I go over to Europe, to Rio, everybody going to want me to re-up because it's in the Rio. Ah, man, because I just hit up with my boy Mario, and he tell me what to do with the amigos. Man, so when I get that white, I'm going to turn it to some China. I don't know what they're going to do, man, but I'm one of them finest. Yeah, that's Cleveland, we thieving. And every fan in the spot is always believing. Oh, man, they just like me when I turn them tricks. Hey, Chef, don't get mad because I love the New York Knicks. I can't stop, man, because I'm hot. What they done to my shit I call hip-hop. Man, we on Ustream, Global Net 1. Oh, man, I'm sitting in the studio with one of my honey buns. We going to go kick it, man. She going to get me hard. I don't know what they going to do with me because I'm a ghetto star. I'm in the hood of fame. Oh, man, it's a shame. When I was in the tournament, they called me L Train. I used to do double-doubles. Man, I was trouble. And I used to have a white Beamer BMW. I'm done, man. I'm done.
That's what it is, man. Before we get out of here, man, shouts out. You know what it is. AJ Global One, Ustream, I Big Dog, hooking us up. You know what it is, sports officials. OG, T-Nick. T-Nick, I know it's 12-5 you didn't pick. I know you were showing love to Nilly Nil and the OU Sooners, but they turned into some suckers. Hey, shout out studio guest Bass Blue. You know what it do, man. Everybody out there checking us out on the web, D. McGee, D. Jones, all my player partners, man. You know how we get down, man. Much love to everybody. Jewels, I see you. L. Boogie, what's up, baby?
Man, shout out to my man D-Mac. I know you're tuning in, baby. I tried to hit you with a little freestyle. You know, I got hot late. You know what I mean? Like they should do in the NCAA tournament. You already know. Man, special guest, GQ, thanks for spitting for us, baby. And Brandon, my cousin, thanks for the entertainment. Ustream, Global Network, man, heaven know you. I see you, OG. Nilly Neal. Mitch. You gonna call the streets, man. When I call, I blow my whistle on you guys. Man, we out of here. See you on Monday. See how many of my 16 is there. Oh, you can't get the bill.
Bottom, now my whole team in. Nigga, started from the bottom, now we here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. I done kept it.
we'd argue every month, nigga. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back, nigga. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. Always tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it, nigga. I could turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us, nigga. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you, nigga. Just as a reminder to myself, I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here, nigga. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No new niggas, nigga, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team fucking here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom.